he goes on, is not God in the height of the heaven? Behold the height of the stars, how high they are, and thou sayest, how doth God know? Can he judge through the dark clouds? In other words, Job, you're doing these things as if God doesn't see you. And God does see you. And you are thinking you're getting by with it, and it's obvious now. You didn't get by with it. You see, it all rests upon the wrong premise that Job has some secret sin in his life, and nobody knows about it, and what has come to him has come to him because of judgment. Now he says thick clouds are covering to him that he seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven. Now what he's saying to Job is, God is high yonder and lifted up, and you don't see him, but he sees you, and he knows about you. Hast thou marked the old way which wicked men have trodden, which were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overflown with a flood? And the thing that he's saying is this. It's the same old argument that he's given from the first. He rests everything upon some experience that he's had, and he can say, I've seen it. I've seen the wicked, he said. And finally, it all came out, and it's revealed. Now, notice he gives a gospel plea here. And this is something that Job didn't need, actually, because Job actually was a man really in right relationship with God. That is, he occupied a redeemed relationship. He could call God, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Now notice what he says here. And I'll have to drop down now to pick this up. Verse 21, acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. Now that is a marvelous, wonderful invitation. But it's sort of like invitations given in many churches today. There sit about 99% of the people that are saved, or at least think they're saved, and an invitation is given. Well, it's almost meaningless. It's almost, to my judgment, it sometimes borders on not only the profane, but it borders on the ridiculous to do that. And to ask Job to accept Christ when he's already accepted Christ is not quite the thing. He says, acquaint now thyself with him. And this is a gracious invitation, by the way. It's a good one for today. That's what God says. The Lord Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll rest you. And here it is in the Old Testament. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. And having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Well, so on what you mean by good, what will be good for us? And sometimes discipline is needed. Now he goes on to say, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. These men just keep harping on that. Job, deal with the sin in your life. And there's some secret sin there. And they're treating him now as if he's not even related to God at all. And this man is. Now, he goes on to say, then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brook. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Now, they assume that God is now his enemy. And God is not his enemy. That has been, I think, one of the great deterrents today to preaching the gospel. Men are sinners. That should be made very clear. But God today is not at enmity against this world. The gospel has made it very clear that God is reconciled to the world. You don't have to do anything to reconcile God. Christ did that for us. And God has his arms outstretched to a lost world, and he's saying to you, you can come now, but you will have to come my way. You will have to come by the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. But, my friend, if you come that way, you're brought in with great abundance and a great welcome, and with boldness you can come into the presence of God. So that these men are not really representing God, as you can see at this time. And this is no comfort or help to Job.